What's up, guys? This is 5 Minute Truth. My name is Eric. Thanks for listening. Let's get it rolling. As always, I'm pumped to be here. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects. I think you're going to realize that there's a lot of things that are my favorite. I love a lot of things. But today, we're going to talk about one of my very favorite things, which is wine. I'm actually sitting here with a nice glass of Cab Merlot blend from the Brown Winery in the Columbia Valley. I'm going to take a sip right now. That is fantastic. Kind of, you know, notes of cherry and whatnot. But I love wine, right? I think wine is great. Wine is a gift from God. Wine is something that helps us enjoy life. And what's cool is I think Jesus actually felt the same way. So let's check out the passage. One of my favorite miracles, one of the coolest things that Jesus ever did in John chapter 2. So on the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour is not yet come." But his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." So nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw out some water and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from. Those servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best wine until now." So, okay, a couple awesome things about this passage. First of all, I think that this passage shows a rejection of Puritanism. Now, in our American evangelical tradition, we have this strain of Puritanism, right? That goes all the way back to the people that first came over here from England and established communities along the East Coast and rejected a lot of the things that, you know, bring pleasure in life, frankly. You know, alcohol and sex and, you know, fun, basically, like just a rejection of all things fun. And I think Jesus is flying in the face of that in this passage. In the first century in Palestine, in Jewish tradition, weddings were usually 5 to 7 days affairs, usually going from a Wednesday to a Tuesday or the following Wednesday. So if the wine is gone, we're probably thinking this is probably the 5th or the 6th day of this party. And people are probably hammered. I'm talking like falling down drunk, can't say 2 words, can't put a sentence together. This is the situation that Jesus decides is the best time to create more wine. So, I mean, I can't think of a bigger rejection of Puritanism than that. I mean, the Jesus that a lot of us were taught about would have said, "Hey, all you drunk people, repent from your sins and become clean," right? That's not what Christ did at all. He made more wine in the midst of the party. So that's one thing. Christianity, faith in Christ, is not about a Puritan way of life. It's not about rejecting fun and rejecting pleasure. That's not what Christ's message was at all. Number 2, the way he went about making this wine is incredibly significant. Now, if you can make water into wine, one would also conclude that you could probably just snap your fingers and make wine, right? Jesus could have just as easily like just spoken a word and wine would have just appeared. But he didn't choose to do that. He chose to take the jars used for ceremonial Jewish washing. Now these are ceremonial washings. These are things people had to do to believe that they were clean, right? You had to use this water to cleanse yourself from the sin of the world, basically. It's a way to purity. Jesus took the water from those jars and turned it into wine. Okay, let's look at the significance of that. Jesus is taking a Jewish religious symbol and he is flipping that into something that gives people pleasure in the moment. Okay, he is taking Jewish tradition, he is taking religion, and he is flipping that and creating a party. Now, we're going to see later in the Gospels, Christ says, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Jesus wants us to experience life, right? Our job as Christians is not to sit on the sidelines, to criticize, to judge. Our job is to jump in and experience life and have fun and enjoy every single day. And that's what he was showing in the wedding. It's not about jumping through religious hoops. It's not about doing little tiny things, checking off boxes in order to try to get to God. Christ came that we may have life and have it to the full. He came to turn religion into a party. And I don't know about you, but that's the kind of guy I want to follow.